Elisha, when you are ready.
That's Elisha.
Oh, Elisha. Sorry. I apologize.
But I use the nickname Eli because it's a lot easier. And I guess I must have really been at the computer when this notice came out, since I'm here first. I'm Eli Gray from New Hampton. Thank you for listening seriously to our comments at these scoping meetings. I understand that in these scoping meetings and looking at the environmental impact study for Northern Pass, you are to determine the impact on various resource areas such as water, air quality, public health and safety, and socioeconomic impacts, which I presume includes jobs and taxes. Opponents and proponents will disagree about the degree to which our economy will benefit from this proposed project. We've already heard it. As they will also dispute the necessity of bringing hydropower from Quebec and the desirability. While people will, in good faith, disagree about many of the benefits of the project, there is one indisputable fact. Northern Pass is proposing to string 180 miles of transmission lines through the state on towers that in many instances exceed the height of surrounding trees. And in all places where it is seen, not just the 180 miles not buried, but in thousands and thousands of square miles of view sheds, this mars the scenic beauty up and down the state. Beauty that we cherish, as do the tourists who visit the state. This fact is indisputable. I understand that one of the tasks of Northern Pass Transmission Project is to analyze potential aesthetic impacts to the existing visual resources. You are charged with the determining whether, considering all aspects of this proposal, it is in the public interest. Let me tell you very clearly, because of the adverse impact of this project on our landscape, the public is not interested. This project is not in the public interest. The public is not interested.